I've been in Sioux City, but I haven't done Vanguard Art. So this is a new place for me. So I'm looking, I always look forward playing new places because I've noticed too, when you even play, the same city, you go to a new place, it's in a whole different area, and you're always seeing new faces and stuff. So it's always great accumulating those people that enjoy what you do. So looking forward to it.
And for this show, what can people expect? I know this is a huge event for Vanguard Arts that they have coming up.
Got a lot of releases out. I think it's, if I remember, I've lost track. It's 30-something plus.
The road keeps taking me from A to Z.
I just pick songs that, I don't know, through the years that people have grown to like to listen to.
Time slips away.
I just pick certain songs from all my different releases and put a show together, and it's basically high energy guitar show. So anyone that likes listen to the guitar, it's probably a show for you to go out and see. But I just go there, do my thing. I'm a songwriter, so it's do a lot of the songs that I've written through the years.
Driving down the highway, looking for some place to stay.
I just give them the best I can for that show.
And what is it about performing live? I know a lot of artists say that's usually one of the things they like to do the best, is be on stage in front of an audience. And maybe that didn't happen during the pandemic.
When the pandemic hit, I've been on the road basically, all of my life. I started so young, and once the pandemic hit, I've been off the road for a long time. We started doing things, several weeks ago, I guess, and it's just nice to be able to just see audiences again. It's nice to see that people are still interested. So it's just been, I think, a tough time. It's been a very trying time for all of us, It's something I never thought I would experience in my lifetime. And it's just nice to see that there is some kind of light at the end of the tunnel. And we just hope that light just keeps getting bigger and brighter. And we just keep rock and rolling. That's what it's about for me.
You've had more than 30 releases. What's next for you? Is there something that you really would like to do that you haven't done before? Something you have in the works?
I'm always looking for something new, whether it's a new type of show or whether it's a whole, new idea for a new project in the studio, an album or some kind of music video. I'm always looking for something new. So I don't really think about it too much, but once it hits me, I'll just get into it and make it happen, make something that's just a small little seed of an idea and just make it a reality.
Picked up a guitar when I was just a boy. I played some cover tunes and I made some noise. I felt the blues, but I played rock and roll.
It's hard to answer you saying exactly what's next or what I would like to do that I haven't done. But I can tell you this much, I hate repeating myself. I like to always, even my albums, every album that I've released, it's always completely different from the last one. Everybody knows me as a blues guitar player, but touch so many genres. I don't like to stick to the same format. I don't like doing the same thing over and over again. So, like I said, the best way I can put it is just this little seed that comes to mind and plant it into my brain and just let something come out in a natural way. And that's the way I work.
When you're just at home listening to music, is there a certain genre or a certain song that you really enjoy, something that would be your favorite?
I love all genres of music. When we're traveling and we're on the road and we're in touring around, and I'll put my iPod on in between, driving from one city to another city, and people just get so surprised because I put it on random, and my iPod's just, you know, full of all types of music, and I mean, rock and roll will pop up, an opera song will pop up, even some hip hop. It doesn't matter. I just like all genres of music, as long as it's a good record and it's been produced well and it's got a great sound to it. I'm there to listen to it. I just love all genres. I don't think it's very healthy for a musician to just on a creative side to listen to one genre. I think it's very healthy to broaden the horizons mentally and just listen to everything, because when you look at the big picture, it's just all music. So you don't know what's going to inspire you. Well, in my case, being a songwriter, what inspires you to... You might just hear something in a genre you've never touched before and go, wow, that just might work in something that I'm doing. And you've got to get inspired by things, you know, whether it's places you go to, whether it's something somebody told you, whether it's just your own personal life experiences and or something you've heard. So I just look for all sorts of ideas from different inspirations coming from all directions and put it into one big pot, stir it up, and usually something will come out of it.
Well, hopefully you're inspired by your visit to Sioux City. I wish you the best of luck. And before you go, is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
The best thing would be anybody that's that hears this interview and they got some kind of interest in my career or my music, the best place would be to go to michaelcharles.us. That's my website. And you'll find everything on that website, whether you know, things you want to know and things you don't want to know about me. It's all on that website. So I would recommend anybody, just if they got any little interest on what I'm doing, just go to michaelcharles.us and hope you'll learn more about me that way.
I got the key to the highway. Thank you. so long. I got the key to the highway, built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running. Walking is most too slow.